Welcome to the New Abbey Podcast. We are currently in a Proverbs series, and today's conversation is about asking and giving away. As you listen to this sermon, start off by answering this question: what's the best and most difficult part about living in Los Angeles? Enjoy.
Thank you.
So take a minute to reflect. So I'd love to hear what you talked about, but first I'm gonna tell you what I read. Before I tell you what I read, I'm gonna tell you a quick story because it made me think of it. I watched a TED talk about 4 years ago about a gentleman who worked for the United Nations. And about like 8 years ago, there was like this giant earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand, if anyone remembers that. And he was sent by the United Nations to go take care of it. But he said, okay, if I'm going to go, I want to do it my way. I need 30 days. And the United Nations is like, well, what are you going to do? He's like, well, here's the deal. We generally don't do a very good job because we think we know what we need to do. And we don't generally know what the communities actually need. So just give me 30 days. And they said, fine. So his whole TED talk was that he went and sat at a bar for 30 days in Christchurch, New Zealand. And that was one of the pinnacle things that helped rebuild this community. And here's why. Is he realized that a lot of people show up to Starbucks or to a bar or whatever, but they're not sharing their needs with one another. And so in the bar in Christchurch in New Zealand was this person who owned the warehouse over here and this person who owned the shipping over here and this person who did this thing over here, but they're kind of just looking forward in life, right? Or like looking down at their drink or whatever, and they're not sharing their needs. But because he sat there for long enough, he's like, oh, easy. Kinsey, talk to Rob. Rob, talk to Jeff. Jeff, talk to Jess. You four go do this thing, and you're going to be able to rebuild the distribution warehousing for Christchurch, New Zealand in like 10 days. And they're like, oh, yeah. Hey, we can do that. And what I found really interesting through reading through the cards real quick is that time was the number one thing talked about in those cards. Time for community, time for relationships, time for emotions. And it was about half and half of you saying, I need community, relationships, and some emotional support. And the other half of you saying, I would love to give away some friendship, some emotional support, whatever. And then there was other really practical things about like jobs and resumes and whatever. So here's what I have no idea of doing. I have no idea how to connect all those dots for us. But what I do know from just doing that is we're all in the room together. In this room, there's people who need friendship and community and some emotional health. And in this room, there's some people willing to give it away. This is not a plug for the smaller groups thing, but if that's what you need to do, get in a group and give it away or receive it this summer. If you're like, I wasn't going to go to the park today, come to the park today. If it was like, you really desperately need something right now, please come and follow and talk up with me. And we'll try to get that thing. We'll try to find some people that you can connect with. Again, like this is what we're doing here. It blew my mind. Literally, like half of the cards are saying the exact same things, but on opposite sides. We're all in the room together. What we need is potentially right here. We just might not know who to ask, and we might not know who to give it away to. And so if you have a good idea about how we can facilitate that, please let me know, because you're definitely smarter than I am. And maybe some of the really practical things, if you have a good way, if like some like the job stuff that was on there, some specific talents, we can create some type of like list or board out there. So people are like, oh, that person can help me with a resume. I need that, right? We can put some of that stuff out there because that's what I really care about as a community, that we're practically caring for each other's needs in the too much or the too little of all our lives. And as we care for each other in those ways, then we're going to find healing and truly connect with God and with one another.